Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or the Today Show or 100 other places, but I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Hi, smart daters. Welcome back. Happy peak dating season. I hope things are going wonderfully for you and that you have enjoyed the other three episodes that we've done just this week alone for you. How to pick the best dating apps for 2023. How do you date multiple people at once and have a funnel? And how can you tell that you might be dating a player and what the top 10 signs are? For today, what I'm going to tell you is how many dates should I give it before I call it quits? Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Well, the answer to that is it depends. Now, let me lay it all out for you. When should you call it quits? So if you go out on a date with someone, okay? Well, let me start it with this. Let me tell you first and foremost, love is going to come to you in an unexpected package. Again, love will come to you in a beautifully unexpected package. And what does that mean? He or she or they are going to be different than what you think they are. They're going to look different. They're going to be different. They might come from a different place. They might have a totally different background than you do. They might have a totally different job than you do. They might have no interests in common with you, and yet you still find that they're the lid to your pot. This person will come to you differently than you imagine. But isn't that exciting? We tell our clients during our jumpstart session, which is the first way we onboard people during our VIP coaching service, is it makes dating so much more exciting when you know love is going to come to you in an unexpected package because they're going to be different. And it makes casting your net out wider a whole lot easier. Be broad in your searches for height, age, zip code, ethnicity, religion, interests, all of those things, the quantitative things, be as broad as you can without being untrue to yourself. So love is going to come to you in an unexpected package. Broaden your parameters so you get the most people into your dating funnel, right? Every inch, every year, every mile, you expand your radius of interest. You're going to bring in dozens, hundreds, perhaps even thousands of different candidates, right? So know that love is going to come to you in an unexpected package. So give people more of the benefit of the doubt. Now, what I'm going to tell you is what people typically look for. And the reason they want to get rid of people and get rid of people quickly is they're not feeling chemistry. They're not feeling butterflies. Well, if you've been listening to me for a long enough time, you know that butterflies in the dating world, especially on the first or second date, are bad. They're your body telling you that there's fear, there's anxiety. This person reminds you of somebody that you knew in the past, right? Because fear and anxiety are very closely related to excitement, right? And so a lot of times when we feel those heavy butterflies where our stomach is flipping over, that's a sign that this person may not be good for us. But that's what we're often looking for in the dating world. And that's why we want to throw people back if we're not feeling that whoosh of chemistry. But just know, ladies and gentlemen, chemistry can be sparked at any given time by something intellectual, by something emotional. I had a client once years ago who was going on a fifth date with a guy. She wasn't feeling the chemistry. She wasn't sure if there was any physical attraction, but he said to her, and they were going to go on their sixth date, "Can you meet me at this building downtown?" And she happened to be in Chicago. He says, "I'm doing a mentoring session for big brothers, little brothers, and just come into the building and meet me there. And then we'll go out to dinner after that." And she thought, okay, sure, I'll go meet him there. So she poked around and she found the room where he was mentoring the little brother. And she was standing outside the door and she heard
the soulfulness and the authenticity and the care and the love that this man was mentoring this boy who didn't have any parents, just a guardian at this point, and was lost on his way, that my client suddenly started to go, oh my God, he's amazing. And she started to feel like she had a little bit of a crush on him and had some excitement about him and started to feel some chemistry. So different things, you guys, can throw that chemistry over the line. So if you're still interested in somebody, you're having fun, but you're not feeling that physical chemistry yet, continue to date that person until you see a red flag. Now, that red flag might come out on date one. It might come out on date two. It might come out on date six or date 10. But as soon as you start to see red flags, either you cut bait right away based on what the red flag is, or give that person potentially one more date to see if there's another red flag, because it's like cockroaches. Once you detect one, you know there's a whole bunch more. If you detect a red flag, give it a yellow flag. And if it's not a bad one and you're not sure, or give it one more day. But what are red flags? Somebody that seems really angry, that seems negative. They have nothing nice to say about anybody. Maybe you're out to dinner and they're mean to the waitstaff. They're really short to them. They're really, really nice to you, but they're, you know, just edgy and abrasive when their meal doesn't come out right, or when the valet doesn't come quickly enough. It's blizzarding in Chicago and it's freezing cold. And if that person gets mean and edgy with the person trying to bring the car, just know that someday that, or quickly, that anger is going to turn on you, right? Somebody who plays the victim. They hate their job. They hate their boss. They hate, you know, their ex. Their ex has turned their kids against them. Anybody who seems to play the victim is certainly a red flag. A red flag is also, ladies and gentlemen, someone who just sits there and they, you know, like I said on my podcast with Larry Kaufman, they show up and they throw up. They have no interest in getting to know you. They have no interest in asking you questions, even if you redirect the conversation like, oh, would you like to know something about me? Or that reminds me of a time. If they just continue to come back to themselves, that's definitely a yellow, if not a red flag. And if you sense this person has troubled relationships with everybody around them, they don't have a lot of friends, or they don't have anything nice to say about the people in their lives. They've cut things off with their kids, with their exes, with their colleagues. This is a person who probably has red flags. And another red flag is someone who says that they've cheated on people in the past. Or I'm going to throw out another red flag. Somebody says that they've always been cheated on and they haven't done any work on themselves to understand why. So all of these things, there's 1,000 red flags. And these are the things that we teach you in our one-on-one date coaching practice. But for purposes of this mini episode, I wanted to let you know, when do you throw someone back to the pond? Okay. If just know, again, this is all related. Love is going to come to you in an unexpected package. Keep trying to date this person if there are no red flags to see if the chemistry can build. And after 8, 10, 11, 12 dates, until the thought of this person holding your hands or trying to kiss you makes you squeamish or ick or makes you want to throw up, okay, you can be done with this person, right? And that's when you know the chemistry might not flip over the line. Or if this person throws down red flags, you can end that relationship right then and there, or give it one more date to see if more red flags come out. So in general, there's no one right number to get rid of someone or when you should stop dating somebody. This is a very fluid process. And remember, we don't want you getting exclusive with anybody until 15 plus dates over 3 to 4 months. Slow and steady wins the race. Don't be too quick to throw somebody back to the pond if you're not feeling the physical chemistry. Because remember, just like my client watching the guy mentoring, you can have emotional, intellectual, spiritual, some kind of chemistry that can tip that physical chemistry over the line. For those of you who don't know, Andy, my husband and I of 25 years, and I were good friends, zero chemistry for years before we started dating, until I got my mental house in order and realized what a great person he was. And I stopped dating red flaggy people. I didn't feel the attraction, right? So that attraction for you too can grow. So moral of the story, if there are red flags, cut it off, right then and there, or give that person one more date if it's a yellow flag and not a dangerous red flag. And if you continue to get to like this person more and more, keep dating them until you know that there's absolutely no hope of the chemistry flipping over. I'm not saying that you should date this person for 6 years like Andy and me, but I'm saying give it a skipper's try. Chemistry can flip over the line. Not one of the love stories that we have helped to co-author at Smart Dating Academy started off with the bang, started off with this person saying, this is the best date I've ever been on. I've got a massive amount of chemistry. I know I've just met my soulmate. It's slow. It's steady. There's not a lot of chemistry in the beginning, but we do it slowly, steadily over the course of several weeks and months to see if that person is good for you. So when should you throw this person back to the pond and end it? Now you know lots of the behind the scenes at Smart Dating Academy. And if you need help building your dating funnel, mastering online dating before January 8th, which is the busiest online dating day of the year, join today. Join the Online Dating Love Lab. You can go to smartdatingacademy.com and click the Online Dating Love Lab, or click the link in the browser of the show notes to get yourself a space in our Love Lab. If you've loved our podcast for the last year, this is the most economical way to be in a small group to learn one-on-one how to online date the right way to get the perfect online profile, because you get access by being part of this Online Dating Love Lab to the proprietary book that only our one-on-one clients get, or people that participate in the Online Dating Love Lab, which creates the perfect profile for Match or Bumble. And that baseline text can be used on all of the other significant sites and apps. We'll teach you how to pose and how to take the best photos of yourself. So by Sunday, January 8th in the evening during the 8 p.m. hour, which will be the busiest moment of the busiest day, you can be taking advantage of finding love in 2023 and putting your best foot forward. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know when to cut off the dating process with someone that might throw down red flags, or how to let that chemistry build slowly and surely. Don't look for butterflies. And until tomorrow, I can't wait to talk to you then.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.